This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden has flown to the Hawaiian island of Maui to meet with victims and first responders from the wildfires there.
For as long as it takes, we're going to be with you. The whole country will be with you. You know, we will be respectful of the sacred grounds and the traditions that rebuild the way the people of Maui want it built, not the way others want it built.
There are 500 to 800 people who still remain unaccounted for. In Canada, there are still 386 fires burning in the western part of the country, 3,500 firefighters on the job trying to put them out. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We're continuing to monitor very closely the situation of the fires, both in Kelowna, in Northwest Territories, particularly around Yellowknife and elsewhere. There's still concerns, but people are working incredibly hard to keep these communities safe.
About 30,000 people under evacuation orders in British Columbia. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he has made plans to surrender to police in Georgia to face charges he tried to steal the 2020 presidential election there. More from Associated Press reporter Norman Hall.
The former president says he will surrender on Thursday to face charges accusing him of illegally scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. Trump wrote on his social media network that he's going to Atlanta, in his words, to be arrested. The post came hours after court papers said his bond was set at $200,000. The papers also say he is barred from intimidating co-defendants, witnesses, or victims in the case. That includes posts on social media or repost of posts made by others. The bond agreement is signed by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, Trump's attorneys, and the judge. I'm Norman Hall.
Police say they have beefed up security at the jail. This is VOA News. Thailand's divisive leader, Thaksin Shinawat, returned to the kingdom Tuesday after 15 years in exile, hours before parliament votes for a new prime minister. He was led away by officials to be processed on multiple outstanding criminal charges. Japan said on Tuesday it will start releasing more than a million metric tons of treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant on August 24th. That's this coming Thursday. The water was used to cool the fuel rods of the Fukushima plant after it melted down in an accident caused by a tsunami in 2011. Countries worldwide are scrambling to secure rice after a partial ban on exports by India cut global supplies by roughly 20%. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
India is the world's largest exporter of rice by far, and in an effort to control domestic prices ahead of a key election year, it's stopping some exports, leaving a gap of around 9.5 million metric tons of rice that people around the world need. Global food security is already under threat since Russia halted an agreement allowing Ukraine to export wheat, and the El Niño weather phenomenon hampers rice production. Now rice prices are soaring, and it's putting the most vulnerable people in some of the poorest nations at risk. Even before India's restrictions, countries already were frantically buying rice in anticipation of scarcity later when the El Niño hit, creating a shortage of supply and spiking prices. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Thailand's digital minister plans to ask a court to shut down Facebook in Southeast Asia's second largest economy unless it takes action over scams that affected what it says is more than 200,000 people. Here's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire with more.
The Ministry of Digital Economy and Society said it had made repeated requests for advertisements it identified as scams to be taken down by Facebook. But it said the problem continued and it would therefore look for court intervention. A ministry spokesperson told Reuters officials were currently gathering evidence of wrongdoing by Facebook and that would be presented before court. The spokesperson said the court could close down pages and accounts if there was a lot of wrongdoing. It could also close the entire platform. The ministry said scams found on Facebook included luring users to invest in fake companies.
That is Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. More information on our website, voanews.com, or our mobile apps, downloadable from Apple or Google. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.